Low-income tenants across the city of Portland have often borne the brunt of landlords and management companies' practices. At apartment buildings like the Clifford in Southeast Portland, tenants have complained of unsafe conditions for the families with children who live there, including smoking, illicit drug use, and prostitution in the building. The Clifford has gone through numerous changes in management and underwent a major renovation in 2010 to try to clean it up. It's now owned by the nonprofit Innovative Housing Incorporated and managed by Income Property Management. People who live at the apartment building are low income and have to qualify in order to get a place there. Virtually every low-income apartment complex in the city of Portland has a long waiting list. People in the street have reported having to wait years sometimes to get one of the coveted rooms and apartments available for low-income tenants. This makes it difficult for tenants who feel their rights are violated to speak out or stand up for fear of retaliation or of potentially losing their home. Several tenants at the Clifford did speak with me on condition of anonymity about deferred maintenance, health and safety violations in the building, female tenants being intimidated and harassed by aggressive male tenants without consequence, and retaliation against those who spoke out. Here are the voices of those tenants.
The manager ignored all the maintenance requests. She said she'd do them. She blamed the guy that does maintenance when I told the management above her.
What kind of maintenance requests?
My ceiling fan, the cord broke, so it's just been going nonstop since like mid-December. My window, just different. There was a leak, water from the roof.
And so that ceiling fan issue has probably made it pretty cold.
Yeah. She also said she'd get the dust off the pipes the first day, and she never did. They won't get him a ladder, and then she was, like, blaming him for not going to ladder training when she... But she just ignored me on the whole thing.
And you submitted a maintenance request
she said she'd do it, and she acted like she was going to take care of it, and then she just went and ignored me.
And then you have felt repercussions? You said that there has been some sort of violation by the management against you, that they have tried to...
Another resident was talking to one of them about some hypocrisy, and I joined that conversation, and they gave me a violation for that. And then they chose another violation, and then they said that I needed this thing for bed bugs that I didn't need just to harass me.
They're targeting people that are trying to enforce, get them to enforce certain laws. Like, there's a new policy in the building that there's no smoking, Indoor Clean Air Act. It's all around Oregon, and certain tenants are trying to push them to enforce this law because, like, in the building, it's been active for like 4 months now, and they have not been forcing the law. And it's like it's no law in effect at that building. They're smoking, tenants are doing whatever they want, and the tenants that complain about it, the management will write them up a notification that they might be evicted or whatever. So what they're doing is trying to get the tenants that want to enforce laws and clean up the building, they want to get them out, but keep the people that's bad acting and smoking and doing drugs in there. And that's crazy. Like, what is these people thinking? Like, politicians help keep this building running. Your tax money is helping to keep this building running. And these people want to keep people out that wants to enforce the laws and respect your tax money. The management. Yes, I'm already seeing retaliation from them. I've made several complaints, and I even went to the mayor's office, and he's backing me up. Home Forward is backing me up.
Do you feel like they're targeting certain people who are vocal?
They are already retaliating on me, trying to figure out a way. Let's see how we can get him out of there, because we don't want to do no more work. We don't want to do work. They're just like the company that was next door to them, Safety Net, that was stealing these disabled people's money. And it's this, I think it's the same branch of people, business, that's upholding this building. And Safety Net, they shut that building down because it was a big investigation about them stealing money, and they found out, and all those people are in jail now. And these people are a branch off of the same people, and they are low-key. All they want is the tenants' money. The tenants can smoke, do drugs, or whatever they want in the building. They just want the money. And anybody complaining about it, we're going to just give them a notice and kick them out. That's what the situation is here.
After hearing from tenants at the Clifford Apartments in Southeast Portland, I reached out to the management company, Income Property Management, based in downtown Portland. They refused to be on record for this story, but said their 6 staff on site are following all applicable laws and they're not aware of any problems. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.